Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're unpacking the new medium-term development plan, the MTDP, which covers 2024 right through to 2029.
And it's a really pivotal document. I mean, it's coming right on the heels of the national election and the formation of the Government of National Unity.
Exactly. So our mission here is to see how this five-year roadmap plans to tackle the huge goals of the National Development Plan, you know, Vision 2030.
The big three. Eliminating poverty, reducing inequality, and, of course, slashing unemployment.
But the context here is, well, it's pretty grim.
It is. The data is stark. You've got over half the population, 55.5%, living in poverty. That's 30 million people. And youth unemployment is sitting at a staggering 44%.
And the original NDP goal of 5.4% GDP growth, that's just, it's not happening. So this MTDP sets a much more, let's say, pragmatic target of 3.0% growth by 2029.
Right. And the interesting thing is how they plan to get there. It seems to be less about wishful thinking and more about fixing what's concretely broken right now. The whole plan is built around three interconnected priorities.
Okay, so let's dig into the first one, which the plan calls the apex priority. Driving inclusive growth and creating jobs.
Yeah, this is the big one. The core idea is to kickstart rapid, inclusive economic growth.
And how do they do that? What are the actual levers they're planning to pull to hit that 3.0% and get unemployment below 28%?
Well, the main engine for that is accelerating structural reforms through Operation Volindela.
Okay.
The focus is laser sharp on what they call network industries. So we're talking about energy security, you know, the green transition, but also fixing the logistics mess, the ports and the rail lines.
So unblocking the arteries of the economy, basically. If you can get goods moving and the lights on, the economy can start to breathe again.
That's the argument, that if you solve those bottlenecks, the jobs will follow.
So if priority one is about fixing the economic engine, where does the plan shift to for people needing immediate help?
That brings us to strategic priority two, reducing poverty and tackling the high cost of living. This is all about strengthening the social wage.
Social wage being things like grants, free basic services, healthcare.
Exactly. And the crucial piece here is the Social Relief of Distress Grant, the SRD. The plan is to progressively expand and improve it.
So it's not just about keeping it going.
No. And this is a key shift.
Right.
They're framing it as the groundwork, you know, the basis for a future basic income grant for the unemployed.
Interesting. Now, priority two also mentions the National Health Insurance, the NHI. We've been talking about NHI for years. Is there anything in this plan that makes it feel more feasible this time?
And that is the million-dollar question, because its success hinges completely on the next point. The documents are clear. Without a capable state, a massive project like the NHI is just. It's impossible.
Which brings us to strategic priority three, building a capable, ethical, and developmental state. This is the real linchpin, isn't it?
It's everything. Honestly, without this one, the other two priorities are just words on a page.
The machine is rusted.
Absolutely. And the plan is quite frank about why. It directly confronts the fact that state capability was gutted by years of corruption and state capture. We're talking about reversing a decade of institutional decay.
So what are the actual interventions? What are they going to do?
A few key things. They're focusing on professionalizing the public service. For instance, establishing an office of the head of public administration to take politics out of senior appointments. And then there's a huge push to strengthen law enforcement to tackle crime, corruption, and gender-based violence, alongside fixing service delivery where it's most broken at the local government level.
So if you connect the dots, you can really see the logic. A capable state from priority three.
Right, that enables the economic growth in priority one.
And that growth generates the money you need for the social protection in priority two. It's a loop.
It's a complete ecosystem.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, for you to understand, is framed by this scenario they adopted called Weaver Work, the cooperation nation.
Meaning everyone has to work together. Government, business, labor, civil society.
Exactly. Moving away from the policy paralysis we've seen before.
So I guess this leaves a final thought for you to chew on. If the political parties under the GNU really can set aside their differences, what tangible impact will formally bringing business and civil society to the table actually have? Will it be enough to hit those ambitious job targets? That's the real test of this entire plan.